Rascal. It's a beautiful morning, except for all that pollen in my eyes. WRJN local news and timeless hits. One last glance at the weather forecast. I mean, that's on everybody's minds. And for the last couple of days, it looked really grim. And right now, it looks like we'll be skimmed by some of the more extreme stuff and a much lower chance of tornadoes, maybe an isolated chance. But the bigger news would be, of course, the wind gusts and damaging wind. And they're saying sometime after 9 could go all the way into 1 a.m. as far as the storms. But we will keep you updated on that. And Kurt Vollman is next. You have a great afternoon.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The defense has rested. In former President Trump's criminal trial, lawyers will discuss jury instructions with the judge this afternoon. CBS's Errol Barnett is at the courthouse.
Donald Trump ultimately did not testify. He's complained about being muzzled in and outside of the court. CBS News were able to capture Donald Trump Jr. saying that he didn't want to validate this kangaroo court and it's a sham.
The jury could begin deliberating next week. The jury will have a lot to chew on, says CBS News legal analyst Lori Levinson.
The strength of the prosecution's case is really that they told the overall story and that they had some key witnesses and documents to support it. The weakness of the prosecution's case can be summed up in the name Michael Cohen.
Rudy Giuliani and 10 other Trump supporters were arraigned in Phoenix today on election interference charges. He appeared remotely. He pled not guilty to 9 felony charges stemming from his efforts to overturn Trump's 2020 election loss in Arizona to Joe Biden. 4 other defendants in the case will be arraigned next month. Lower gasoline prices may be on the way, says CBS's Stacey Lynn.
To help keep the price at the pump manageable as you hit the road for vacation this summer, the Biden administration is releasing 1 million barrels of gasoline from reserve storage sites in New Jersey and Maine that were established after Superstorm Sandy.
There's once again a threat of severe weather across much of the heartland. The National Weather Service has posted a 4 out of 5 risk of severe storms for most of Iowa and parts of neighboring states. Sean McAday is a meteorologist at CBS TV affiliate KIMT in Mason City, Iowa.
There's high potential for several destructive, long-lived tornadoes. Damaging winds are especially a strong risk when you're talking about 80-plus mile-per-hour wind gusts.
The UN today said it has run out of food to distribute in the besieged southern Gaza city of Rafah. It's believed several hundred thousand people are still in the city, most of them dependent upon UN food aid. A deadly flight from Europe to Asia. CBS's Elaine Cobb is at the foreign desk.
The flight from London to Singapore was hit by severe turbulence before it was diverted to Bangkok earlier today. Singapore Airlines confirmed one person died and more than 30 others were injured during the rough flight.
One of the Vietnam War's last living recipients of the Medal of Honor and one of only 3 living black recipients of the nation's highest military award has died. Clarence Sasser was a medic who braved enemy fire in the Mekong River Delta in January 1968 to treat wounded soldiers, even though he was wounded himself. Sasser died last week. He was 76. Heroes among us. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. While the immediate area might be spared from the worst, severe weather remains a concern. There's a potential for hazardous conditions impacting the region from mid to late evening through the early overnight hours. Stay tuned for the latest. A Caledonia man was arrested Saturday after his car hit a motorcycle, resulting in the death of a 44-year-old rider. The collision happened near 4 Mile and Short Roads. The driver was allegedly attempting to pass another vehicle when he collided with the motorcycle. Amtrak's new Borealis route from the Twin Cities to Chicago began service today. It's doubling passenger train options across the state. The DNR has confirmed the emergence of cicadas in the state. Someone in Lake Geneva sent in some photos they took late last week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers lose an extra inning. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost to the Marlins 3-2 after 10 innings. Joe Ross only threw 15 pitches. Before leaving with a sore back, he's headed to IL. Manager Pat Murphy.
When you try to win a game and you lose a one-run ball game, you're going to tax your pen sometimes. So when your starter goes one, that's, you know, and we were in position to win. You know, this was like kind of a takeaway. You know what I mean? And credit to the Marlins, and they kept fighting, and credit to them.
The Crew is now 1-3 for the road trip. The Marlins have won 5 of their last 6. NFL, Vikings receiver Justin Jefferson skipping OTAs until he gets a new contract. Packers' Matt LaFleur asked if he needs a fourth quarterback behind Love, Sean Clifford, and rookie Michael Pratt in camp.
We'll see. It's pretty fluid, like it is every year. You know, different circumstances come up and then you adjust, but it is challenging to rep a bunch of quarterbacks. Just to divvy those out, it can be challenging.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Showers and thunderstorms strike this afternoon and into the evening hours. Good chance of them turning strong to severe, packing large hail, possible tornadoes, heavy downpours leading to flash flooding, frequent lightning, damaging wind gusts. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now it's 62 degrees.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. There's a song that received a Grammy nomination for Best Rhythm and Blues Recording in 1965. It's Baby Love. Now it's Venus, Shocking Blue, WRJN.
She's got it. Yeah, baby. Memorial Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
We'll return.
local news and timeless hits on WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, recently Don Rosen had Angela Speed from the Wisconsin Humane Society on the show with him, and she talked about a five-legged dog that they had for adoption.
That case just absolutely blew us all away. Right away, our staff noticed that her paw was abnormally large and had several toes, and so our vets are like, let's do x-rays, and it turns out her hind leg has basically a mirror image of every bone. So she's got two femurs, two tibias, two fibulas, and then instead of four or five toes, she's got nine. And it's called Demelia, and it's almost unheard of in canines. The vets will learn about it in school, mostly in cattle, but we could only find like one or two other truly documented cases. She's like a total unicorn dog, but Bella doesn't care. Like she likes to go for walks, and she loves chicken, and she was such a happy dog. I got to spend a lot of time with her. But because of that condition, we did seek out advice from a specialist to see if surgery was recommended, because she did have, you know, some mobility issues, but she's totally weight-bearing and not in any pain. But they said just leave it as is. She's happy. She's running around. We don't know what it'll look like in a few years. Is she still growing? She's only 6 months old. But she was just a fantastic dog.
That's Angela Speed from the Wisconsin Humane Society, as heard on the Don Rosen Morning Show. You can listen to Don each and every weekday morning, 6 till 9, here on WRJN.
Rev up your excitement as Gateway Classic Car celebrates its 25th anniversary this Saturday from 9 to noon. Swing by the brand new showroom on 4 Mile Road for a jaw-dropping showcase of classic, collector, and exotic cars and trucks. Get here early for donuts, coffee, and free 25th anniversary t-shirts for the first 100 guests. This Saturday, a new era begins at the new showroom off I-94 at exit 329 in Caledonia as we celebrate 25 years of Gateway Classic Cars. See you there.
Craving legendary burger and wing satisfaction? Head over to Fred's in downtown Burlington, home of the world's best burgers. Sink your teeth into locally sourced buns and handmade burger patties made fresh every single day. And mark your calendars, because Jumbo Wing Tuesdays are a flavorful feast you won't want to miss. Fred's kicks off the magic every single day at 10:30. So whether it's lunch or dinner, they're going to satisfy your hunger. Taste the tradition, savor the experience. Swing by Fred's today and treat your taste buds to something legendary.
Shop local, buy local, save big deals.
Hi, I'm Jenny, the manager over at Your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop Your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. Shop local from the convenience of your home or smartphone.
Save on receiving big deals at WRJN.com.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Hey folks, it's Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute, talking about our favorite government program, Social Security. Social Security is America's retirement plan, and you know how it works. A small piece of every paycheck goes into a huge national savings account. And then when we retire, that fund pays nearly everybody a monthly check, and it helps replace the income that we're no longer earning. The amount you get each month depends on how old you are when you retire and how much you made in your highest paid years. In 2023, about two-thirds of retired Americans relied on Social Security, which is why any politician who even suggests that Social Security should be cut better have a darn good retirement plan of their own. If you agree, join me and the 6 million members at Work Money. That's the not-for-profit I run. We tell companies and political leaders that they better do right by everyday folks. You can find us at workmoney.org or text M-O-N-E-Y to 88285. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Vollman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our civic media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
time.
And timeless hits on WRJN. Let's get you into the news center.
This report is sponsored by Happy Eight Collectibles, the treasure trove of toys, comics, and more at Gurney Mills. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Amtrak's new Borealis route from the Twin Cities to Chicago starts rolling today with 8 stops in Wisconsin. It's the second daily round-trip passenger train on the route, doubling passenger train service across the state. One-way tickets start at $41 with discounts for many groups. Immigration is a political issue as far north as Wisconsin. Whitewater has become a focal point. City Council President Patrick Singer says immigrants are welcome, but there are challenges.
Wisconsin municipalities are not flush with cash. So our community, and as are many others, dealing with a lot of demand for services without the proper financial resources to be able to provide that.
Singer speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Our immediate area might dodge the brunt of the severe weather, but caution is still advised. The forecast is trending towards the worst conditions impacting the region from mid to late evening through the early overnight hours. The risk seems to be lower than initially expected, though that could change. We'll continue monitoring as the day progresses. We'll go live on WRJN if extremely severe weather develops. A January trial has been scheduled for Preston Kite, a former Racine County Sheriff's deputy. He's pleaded not guilty to 40 felony charges. The allegations against him include exposing himself while in uniform and possessing child sex abuse material. There are other charges that include exposing himself to a child. Kite appeared in court yesterday and is being held on a $150,000 cash bond. The cicadas are here. The DNR has confirmed the emergence of cicadas in the state. Someone in Lake Geneva sent in some photos of newly emerged cicadas taken late last week. The arrival marks a rare event as they only emerge once every 17 years to mate and lay eggs before dying off. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Showers and thunderstorms strike this afternoon and into the evening hours. Good chance of them turning strong to severe, packing large hail, possible tornadoes, heavy downpours leading to flash flooding, frequent lightning, damaging wind gusts. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
Garden party to reminisce with my old friends, a chance to share old memories and play our songs again. When I got to the garden party, they all knew my name, no one as me. I didn't look the same, but it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. People came from miles around, everyone was there. Yoko brought a walrus, there was magic in the air. And over in the corner, much to my surprise, Mr. Hughes hidden Dylan's shoes, wearing his disguise. But it's all right now, I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. Played them all the old songs, thought that's why they came. No one heard the music, we didn't look the same. I said hello to Mary Lou, she belongs to me. Sang a song about a honky-tonk, it was time to leave. But it's all right now, I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La-da-da. Door, and out stepped Johnny B. Goode, playing guitar like a ring and a bell, and looking like he should. If you gotta play at garden parties, I wish you a lot of luck. But if memories were all I sang, I'd rather drive a truck. But it's all right now, I learned my lesson well. You can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La da da.
Ricky Nelson, Garden Party on WRJN. Don't forget WRJN's Big Deals store is full of great savings on all kinds of local food, merchandise, and services. All you need to do is log on to WRJN.com. Take a look at all of your chances to save at least 30%. Click that Big Deals tab at WRJN.com. Here's Herman's Hermits on WRJN.
There's a kind of hush.
Holding you tight. So listen very carefully.
and timeless hits on WRJN. Don't forget, we've got Brewers baseball tonight. 5:40 is the first pitch. Coverage coming up just after 5 o'clock this afternoon. Here's Neil Diamond. This is Sweet Caroline. It's local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it. But then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me. Fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One, touching one.
News and Timeless Hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, I guess they had a volunteer meeting last night over at the 6th Street Theater in downtown Racine. They've got a big capital campaign going on right now. They're trying to raise $100,000. They need new seating and new lighting, and they want to remodel bathrooms, all sorts of things, exciting things that they're trying to do over there. If you want to help out, it's a nonprofit organization, so it is a tax-deductible donation. You can give them a call at 262-632-6802. That's 262-632-6802.
In the hustle of daily life, we often forget to hit the pause button. Take a break and relax at the Peach Cobbler Factory. 12 varieties of mouth-watering cobbler, each crowned with vanilla bean ice cream. From classic peach or indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, there's a flavor for every craving. Shake up your taste buds with a pudding shake or indulgent freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls. Relax in the warmth of pure Southern delight. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue, open every day noon to 10.
Ready for a culinary adventure? Stop by Tony Chen's Chinese restaurant, where every dish served is love on a plate. Mouth-watering egg foo young, savory Mongolian chicken, crispy egg rolls, and flavorful fried rice. Tony Chen's takes pride in serving you the finest Chinese dishes made with the freshest ingredients. Whether you're a fan of classic favorites or ready to explore new tastes, Tony Chen's has something for everyone. Visit Tony Chen's Chinese restaurant in Racine and experience the taste of love in every bite.
Shop local, buy local, save big deals.
Hi, I'm Jenny, the manager over at Your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop Your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. Shop local from the convenience of your home or smartphone.
Save on Racine's big deals at WRJN.com.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Don't forget your sunscreen. It's true. You should be protecting your skin year-round, even in Wisconsin. But did you know spring is actually the peak time that you're at risk for getting a sunburn? Here's why. UV rays are more intense in the spring, even before temperatures warm up. And second, it's all due to the angle of the sun. UV radiation strengthens as the sun reaches a more direct angle. This happens throughout May and into June, leading up to the summer solstice on June 21st. A good reminder to be sunny weather ready, even if there's still some springtime cool outside. So slap that sunscreen on. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
WRJN.
Thank you.
local news and timeless hits on WRJN. We've got news coming up at the top of the hour.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The defense has rested in Donald Trump's criminal trial without calling the former president to the stand. CBS News legal analyst Jessica Levinson says that's probably a good thing for Trump.
This would have been a huge loser to put him on the stand. One, let's remember.